Have you noticed how crazy it is out in our world these days? Stay tuned for this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're a first-time listener, we welcome you. And if you're a regular listener, we welcome you again and love that you are on this journey with us and that you continue to take time out of your busy schedule every week to hang out with us for 12, 15 minutes. So have you, Tina, have you noticed how crazy it is out there?
Yes, I'm the one that wanted to do this podcast.
Yes, it's been it's so crazy out there. It's so crazy. So what do we mean by it's so crazy out there? So I asked Tina that because there's so much craziness so many different levels.
Which craziness did you want to talk about exactly?
What part do you want to focus on? Because we only have a few minutes.
Oh my goodness. I think primarily on the road. In general.
Yeah.
Okay. And then also just in general dealing with people, like when you go to restaurants or when you go, I don't know, just places where you need to interact with the public, you know, or interact with service people, you know, it just, I don't know, everyone seems, I think the best way to say it is everyone seems so much more impatient.
Yeah.
And so much more like, all about me. And I could care less about everybody else. So on the road, like I've noticed just, you know how normally when you pull out of a parking spot and you're backing up,
right.
You know, and you're looking, I mean, you don't even have to look these days because you got the camera right in your car, if you got a fancy car.
Yes.
But I still like to turn around and look.
Yeah.
Like normally when you start backing out of a parking spot, if somebody is coming from either direction and they see you starting to back out, they'll stop.
Yeah.
And they'll let you back out.
Yes.
These days, they don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, your car can be 3/4 of the way out, and they do not stop.
True.
Okay?
True.
So I've noticed that. I've noticed that I get, I'm not a perfect driver, okay? I feel like I'm a pretty, like, you and I both, I mean, I drive with you. You seem to be a good driver. I feel like I'm a pretty good driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I let people in, you know, I don't cut people off. I use my blinker,
You're a good driver.
Okay. Like, I mean, every once in a while, you know, you pull out in front of somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Sure,
you know, you're
going
to make those occasional mistakes, right? But like I had my blinker on and I was trying to get over the other day, plenty of space to get over. And the guy behind me that was in the other lane literally sped up so that I couldn't merge in. And then we were driving and I was like, okay, fine. I just won't merge over. And then we were driving and there was another gap again with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put my directional on again and I had plenty of space and I got in and he honked at me. And I was like, really? Like that was a legitimate merge, man. Flipping people off.
Yes.
And honking. We were just in Sedona. Do you want to tell the Sedona story?
Oh, the Sedona story. Yes, the Sedona story. Yeah, I mean, well, we were basically going around one of those turnarounds, the circular turnarounds, and basically, I can't remember if there was somebody in front of us, and they were trying to merge in front of the car that was in front of us. Actually, they were trying to merge in. And, you know, the traffic was really bad. It's actually the first time we've been to Sedona where we realized how congested the traffic was. Like, literally, it was taking us almost, like...
It took us an hour.
An hour to get...
To go, like, literally 2 miles in Sedona.
Yeah. I mean, yes, the traffic has been getting more congested through the years, but this was actually the worst that we've ever seen it. And so it took, like, almost an hour to get 2 miles. Okay, and of course, keep in mind, in some of those streets, it's just, you know, one lane. But the person that was in front of us, you know, we'd all been waiting patiently, and there was someone trying to merge in front of that person, and that person got really mad and started honking.
Just honked.
Like, and kept their hand on the horn, did not let up. And so now we were being entertained. We're like, wow, what is going on? I mean, okay, a couple honks, and but this one kept the hand on the horn. And so finally, that person that was trying to merge in was able to get in. And then that person... They got in anyway.
The person all the honking.
In front of us who was honking was able to finally move out of the circle. And we were going in the same direction. Right. And so I'll just say it was a she. She moved out. And she must have been so angry because she moved out and kept her hand on the horn.
Yeah.
Even as we moved out and now we're free and we're moving, she kept honking. It was almost like she couldn't break that little whatever was going on. And so we were so curious. We're like, we must speed up and see who this is. So we sped up and much to our surprise,
it was a little old lady.
Probably like in her 70s.
It was a little old lady. I was shocked. I was like, what?
She had somewhere to go. And it was New Year's Eve.
Oh my goodness.
It was New Year's Eve. So maybe she had a party to get to or what, even though it was early in the afternoon.
It wasn't. It was 2 days before New Year's Eve.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, it was 2 days. We were there during New Year's Eve week, but it was 2 days before New Year's Eve. And it was packed, you know what I mean?
It was very packed.
Look, you're going to go to a place like that, it's going to be packed, okay? And then again, you want to honk a horn? Okay, honk a horn. But like literally holding down the horn for like 1 minute, like what is that going to do for people? Like, anyway.
Yeah. So there are a lot of angry people in our world these days. I mean, yes, we came out of COVID. Even before COVID, we're already heading that way. I wanted to talk about politics and how I feel like since the last presidential run, there's been even more angry people.
Oh, yeah. More division.
I think, in the country, and not just in the country, but friends and between and families, amongst everybody. And it just feels like ever since we came out of COVID, I feel like during COVID, things came to a screeching halt, right? Like society just slowed down because we were forced to slow down on many different levels. We were forced to slow down, businesses slowed down. And so, and people were hiding, you know, people were in quarantine, even after quarantine, people were still hiding.
Come out of hiding for 2 years.
Yeah. There's some people that are still hiding. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we're now in 2024.
Yeah.
And so people were hiding. And so it kind of quieted down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of fear and down. So now we were riding the wave of fear and the wave of not knowing what was going to happen to our world.
Right.
And then we slowly started coming out of that. And I don't know if the backlash of that was anger,
the way it feels, to each his own.
Yeah. Just people like just being very focused on just themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I get it. I mean, look, we have to take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to take care of our families. But I mean, to the point of there being so much division and so much anger. And it's sad. You know, we see it in our own business, in our practice. People calling and just being very upset and angry for different reasons.
Well, just nasty right from the start.
Yeah.
Like there's no reason to be nasty and we're just nasty right from the start.
And here's the thing. You know, we need more love and kindness and peace in our world. And that's only going to come from each of us, okay? From each of us. I mean, it's like, how do we rally up the world for there to be more world peace? How do we rally that? I mean, you know, how do we make a movement for that? Well, it starts out with you as an individual. It starts out with you as an individual. I mean, we've become a very reactive, angry society. And I think that we need to pull back and peace on earth, okay? You know that song, Let There Be Peace on Earth? That song always makes me cry, always, because it's true. Let there be peace on earth and let it begin
with me.
With me.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah, so like when I'm on the road and people are honking at me and flipping me off and, you know, yelling, putting their arm out the window because they're mad that I'm backing out of a parking space, I just wave. I just like, yeah, hi. Like, I don't flip them off. I don't honk back. I don't yell at them. You know, I just wave. And sometimes it takes a lot of me not to get upset. But I also don't want to get upset in front of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try not to get upset too much, and because I don't want them to learn that, you know, that that's the way to react.
My kids kind of laugh at me because I just talk to whoever, you know, if somebody is whatever, flipping me off, mm-hmm. or mad at me for something, or, you know, I'm just like, okay, buddy. All right, buddy. My hey, kids buddy. Are like, okay, buddy. This is what they're, I mean, but it's true. Like,
yeah, it's like, what do you
know,
need to do? You know,
peace has to start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace has to start with us as individuals. And that's how we will carry out the movement, okay? One person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
One person at a time. So, yes, there's a lot of sadness, a lot of
dissension,
yes,
anger.
A lot of anger, but you as an individual can make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's only going to start out with each of us as individuals, and we can be a little light shining in your corner of the world. Okay? Don't think that people don't notice when you flash them a smile. I mean, that's the other thing we were talking about the other day, is that people don't even look at you anymore when you're walking somewhere. You know, like I love that interaction of my eyes meeting someone else's eyes, and there's a little smile,
even if they're a stranger. Like,
even
especially
if they're a stranger, especially
yeah.
because
yeah.
it's like, hey, we're sharing a little bit of our light with that person, and vice versa. You know, but nowadays, like, a lot of people don't even look. Mm-hmm. There's no eye contact.
Yeah.
There's no eye contact. So guess what? It can start with you. All right. And yeah, I'm saying, smile at some stranger, someone you don't know. Will they smile back at you? Sometimes they will, sometimes they won't. But that's okay. Don't let that stop you. Don't let it stop you. You can be that light in this world. And you don't know the impact that your smile or your simple hello or whatever will have on someone. Most of the time, we will never know, okay? Sometimes somebody will say, oh my goodness, you don't know how much your hug or your smile really helped me. I was really struggling that day. And, you know, sometimes on a rare occasion, you'll hear that. Most of the time you won't, but that's okay. That's all right. Just be a light wherever you are.
Amen.
In your part of the world, okay?
Amen.
And now Tina's gonna sing "Let There Be Peace on Earth." Won't that bring a lot of sunshine to us? I think it would. All righty. So listen, if you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website. There's a magenta colored button on our homepage. You can click that and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And even if you just want to talk about peace and how to be a light in this world, please connect with us, all right? If you haven't rated us, please rate us, and please give us a 5. That'll help other people just like you to find us faster. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.